Boeing rolls out the first 787 Dreamliner built in South Carolina. Soon to be headed for Taiwan, aircraft stamped made in the USA. And is Hawker Beechcraft taking another step toward Chapter 11? This is Aero News for Tuesday, May 1st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The first Dreamliner to be assembled in South Carolina rolled out of final assembly late last week to great fanfare from a crowd of nearly 7,000 Boeing employees and invited guests. The festival-like atmosphere, featuring aerial displays, music, and entertainment, was a fitting celebration to commemorate assembly completion of the first 787 built at the North Charleston, South Carolina facility. The airplane's rollout marks the first time that a Boeing commercial airplane has been produced in the southeastern United States. Boeing announced that it had selected North Charleston, South Carolina, as the location for its second 787 final assembly line on October 28, 2009, and broke ground on the site in November of that year. The South Carolina final assembly facility was completed in June 2011, and production began later that same month. This historic airplane next goes to the flight line, where it will go through systems checks and engine runs in advance of taxi testing and first flight. The airplane remains on schedule for delivery to Air India in mid-2012. In a major policy change, the White House said on Friday that Taiwan does have a legitimate need for new fighter planes to counter the expanding gap with China's military. The U.S. pledged to sell the country an undetermined number of new aircraft. This change in policy could spark a new crisis in the relationship with China, as Secretary of State Clinton and Treasury Secretary Geithner are planning to visit China May 3rd and 4th for the fourth round of U.S.-China economic and security dialogues. To avoid friction with China over the arms issue, the U.S. had previously agreed only to upgrade Taiwan's fleet of older F-16 aircraft, saying the upgrades would meet Taiwan's current needs. The policy change was part of a deal with Senator John Cronin of Texas to get the senator to release his hold on the confirmation of Mark Lippert for the position of top Pentagon official for Asia, according to a story appearing in the magazine The Cable. The nomination had been held up since October over the issue of fighter plane sales to Taiwan. Senator Cronin wanted the U.S. to agree to sell Taiwan new F-16s, which incidentally are built by Lockheed Martin in the senator's home state. While the White House did not explicitly promise to sell Taiwan the new F-16 jets as the senator wanted, it did promise to give the matter serious consideration. China has 2,300 operational combat aircraft, while Taiwan's Air Force has a mere 490. Hawker Beechcraft has filed paperwork with the SEC that will allow it to keep its financial information private. An analyst not authorized to speak to the media told the Wichita Eagle anyway that the filing will allow the company to keep its financial records private, which means competitors will not be able to learn about the company's finances. It also saves time and money for the company. According to the SEC, the filing requirement can be foregone when there are fewer than 300 shareholders for the class of bonds offered, or if the company has fewer than 500 shareholders for the security and less than $10 million in total assets in each of the past three fiscal years. Corporate Jet Investor reports that the move is commonly seen in organizations undergoing reorganization under Chapter 11. Rumors have been floating around for some time now that HBC was preparing for bankruptcy, though so far that has not happened. Battle lines are being drawn over action on Capitol Hill that could impact tourism in national parks. The U.S. House of Representatives has now selected its conferees to iron out differences with the Senate over competing versions of the Highway Reauthorization Bill. Embedded in the Senate version, S-1813, is language inserted by Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican from Tennessee, that would shift FAA authority to regulate air tour operators over national parks to the National Park Service. HAI has issued a statement saying it believes that the Alexander Amendment is unacceptable and would dangerously marginalize the FAA's statutory role in overseeing air safety. Senator Alexander developed his amendment without the participation of the affected stakeholders and without any consultation from the air tour industry. The Big One, an asteroid that is credited with causing the extinction of the dinosaurs, but scientists now say there may have been more than just one Big One. Research by NASA and international scientists concludes giant asteroids, similar to or larger than the one believed to have killed off the dinosaurs, hit Earth billions of years ago with more frequency than previously thought. To cause the dinosaur extinction, the killer asteroid that impacted Earth 65 million years ago would have been almost 6 miles or 10 kilometers in diameter. By studying ancient rocks in Australia and using computer models, researchers estimate that approximately 70 asteroids of the same size or larger impacted Earth 1.8 to 3.8 billion years ago. During the same period, approximately 4 similarly sized objects hit the moon. God is My Co-Pilot is one of the best-known books and movies in aviation circles. It's the autobiography of fighter pilot Colonel Robert Lee Scott, Jr., and his exploits in association with the Flying Tigers in World War II. Well, a Texas man may soon be writing a sequel. Jay Perdue of Amarillo, Texas, is crediting God with saving his life after an April 19th accident that saw his Mooney destroyed, injuring himself and 2 others. He summed up the accident by saying, "My situation overran my experience." His airplane impacted terrain just beyond McKinnon, Tennessee Airport's 3,000-foot runway and skidded between 2 trees before stopping in a grassy area. Regarding his close call by missing the trees, he said, quote, "That was 100% a God thing. Pilots don't do those sort of things. God does," end quote. Taking a more practical approach, FAA investigators said Perdue's status as a new pilot, having earned his license late in 2011, was a factor. Next, his attempt to land on the shortest runway he'd yet encountered increased the accident risk. And finally, Perdue hadn't verified wind direction and unknowingly attempted a downwind landing. Perdue said the plane, purchased to commute to his home in Amarillo, Texas, was a total loss. When Aero News continues, Godspeed, John Glenn, a new honor for an American hero. It was Baby's Day Out in Newark recently. And Breaker Breaker 19, there's a bear in the air.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We continue now with Aero News for Tuesday, May 1st. I'm Glenn Moyer. President Barack Obama has named 13 recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The Medal of Freedom is the nation's highest civilian honor, presented to individuals who have made especially meritorious contributions to the security or national interest of the United States, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Among those to be honored is former Senator and astronaut John Glenn, a former United States Marine Corps pilot, astronaut, and United States Senator. In 1962, he was the 3rd American in space and the 1st to orbit the Earth. After retiring from the Marine Corps, Glenn was elected to the U.S. Senate in Ohio in 1974. He was an architect and sponsor of the 1978 Non-Proliferation Act and served as chairman of the Senate Government Affairs Committee from 1987 to 1995. In 1998, Glenn became the oldest person to visit space at the age of 77. He retired from the Senate in 1999 and is a recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal and the Congressional Space Medal of Honor. Upon learning of Glenn's selection, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said, quote, "NASA sends its warmest congratulations to Senator John Glenn. Both of his historic missions to space personified America's dreams and what we believed we could be," end quote. The honors will be presented later this spring. And speaking of honors, the coveted Godfrey L. Cabot Award will be presented to Herbert D. Herb Kelleher, founder and chairman emeritus of Southwest Airlines, at the Harvard Club in Boston on Friday, June 8, 2012. Kelleher will receive the award for his dynamic leadership and creative innovation in making Southwest Airlines the 5th largest airline in the United States. Kelleher's colorful personality created an esprit de corps that made Southwest employees well known for, well, taking themselves lightly, often singing in-flight announcements to the tune of popular theme songs, but still taking their jobs seriously. Southwest commenced service with three airplanes in 1971, and by May of 2008 operated a fleet of more than 527 airplanes, performing more than 3,400 flights per day. Southwest has been profitable for 38 consecutive years, has never furloughed an employee, and today carries the most originating domestic passengers of any U.S. airline. In what resembled a scene from the movie Baby's Day Out, USA Today reports a terminal at Newark Liberty International Airport was shut down for over an hour last Friday after officials discovered that a baby had not been properly screened. TSA spokeswoman Lisa Farbstein said a mother and baby went through a metal detector when the machine sounded an alarm. The mother handed the child to the father, who had already been screened. The mother was cleared, but the baby hadn't been properly screened. The parents and baby left the checkpoint and headed off to their gate. While a search for the offending infant was ongoing, authorities shut down and evacuated the terminal, including aircraft parked at the gate that had already completed boarding. The terminal was shut down for an hour and 20 minutes while all passengers, including, we presume, the baby, were re-screened. Well, if you're old enough to remember the CB radio craze, you'll remember the term, there's a bear in the air, meaning an aerial traffic surveillance, usually radar-equipped. Well, according to one Beltway area police chief, we may be returning to the days of bears in the air, or as others have called it, Orwell's 1984 with Big Brother watching. Fairfax County Police Chief David Rohr, while speaking on WTOP's Ask the Chief program on Monday, said, quote, drones will certainly have a purpose and a reason to be in this region in the next coming years, end quote. While the chief sees the drones as an aid to traffic monitoring, it should be noted that we reported here on Arrow News some weeks ago that the first U.S. citizen is awaiting his day in court after he was arrested by police aided by the use of a drone to pinpoint his location following an armed confrontation with officers. The use of drones in the D.C. area became public information last week after the Federal Aviation Administration released a list of agencies currently or previously permitted to use the unmanned aerial vehicles. It included many federal departments such as Agriculture, Homeland Security, and Energy, as well as local organizations such as Virginia Commonwealth University and Virginia Tech. The use of drones over U.S. soil has some in Congress concerned about Americans' privacy rights. Representative Edward J. Markey, a Democrat of Massachusetts, in an April 19th letter to the FAA wrote, quote, "The potential for invasive surveillance of daily activities with drone technology is high. We must ensure that as drones take flight in domestic airspace, they don't take off without privacy protections for those along their flight path," end quote. Thinking of bears in the air, send us down memory lane to C.W. McCall's hit song, Convoy. So we'll sign off today as he did then. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy, we're going to back on out of here. So keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your this here's Arrow News, and we're on the side. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. Well, in other words, I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.